Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
All right, guys, I haven't done a podcast in a very long time. I'm not going to front. It's been a very long minute. I'm trying to keep this, you know, afloat, let's just say. We got Love Island coming back, and you know I'm going to be speaking nonstop when that show starts. But I wanted to cover this entire Chloe and Tristan stuff in a 15-minute, right from the top to the bottom, everything that is going on for people who, you know, would prefer it on a podcast format if they're, you know, just chilling, making food, walking around. I don't know where you'd be walking, but walking around, going somewhere. I don't know, child, just somewhere. I just thought that, you know, if you're busy, have me on in the damn background talking about this absolute mess that you guys can be, you know, in the know of what is going on in this pop culture crazy world and all this stuff that is happening, and you guys can continue on with your day. So we all know Chloe and Tristan is. Tristan has cheated, you know, multiple times on Chloe. He, you know, this isn't the first time. I believe some girls beforehand, and then allegedly being intimate here and there with Jordan in some kind of house party or club or whatever. And then it's happened again right now with this individual called Sydney Chase. Now, Sydney Chase is a random influencer, you know, content creator, whatever, with three other girls. And, you know, they're random people who just literally just hook up with people and are just Instagram girls, LA basic girls, that kind of rhetoric, let's just say. And there's four of them. They're like a little clique, a little like group, whatever. They're, as most of them seem to be people who desperately want that clout and will do anything to get it. And of course, Sydney Chase is the one that has allegedly hooked up with Tristan Thompson. They were on the No Jumper podcast where they were talking. And again, every time that this is brought up, it's because of Sydney's friends, not because of her, but she doesn't shut it down. So perhaps she wants it out anyways. She's definitely benefiting from it. This particular girl came out and said, you know, but Sydney, how was Tristan Thompson's D on the podcast? They were all laughing, whatever. She then obviously spoke about it and said that, you know, they met in November or January, then they assumed it was January, and, you know, they hooked up, that he had a peekaboo dick, I don't even know what that means, and that, you know, she assumed that he was single, he told her that he was single, she then found out that he wasn't, she dropped it and moved on. So that is how this all started roughly a week or so ago. And that is what has caused so much of this friction. It's been talking. I spoke about it before. A lot of people did. Other blogs as well, whatever. And then it gained massive traction. Now, Chloe hasn't responded to this. Sydney hasn't actually signed an NDA. She wasn't affiliated with the Kardashians, so there'd be no reason for her to do so. So she's been running her mouth since. There's been a live video leaked from when she spoke about this way before the podcast, I believe on April the 8th, where she was reading out text messages on a live and was talking about the fact that Tristan was saying that, you know, Sydney is more my type, Chloe is not my type, you're more my type, Sydney, just like my previous girlfriend. I'm not really much into that Chloe. I'm with her and the Kardashians for the status. That is basically what Sydney was revealing, kind of exposing Tristan in a way by saying, listen, you're only with Chloe because you're using her. You're using it for the status. You're using it for the name. I'm not even into Chloe like that. And I feel like, you know, if you want to put face to face, and I don't want to compare people because comparison is a thief of enjoyment, but I do believe Sydney's a better looking girl and more fits the type of Tristan's. So, you know, it's quite sad. Sad, not because I feel sorry for Chloe, but I feel sorry for True. The daughter involved in this, the child involved in this situation is going to grow up and see this crap and it's going to be like, this is how my dad is doing my mom, what is going on, etc, etc, etc. And Tristan himself can't just keep his dick in his pants, is in the streets living his best life, and I find it to be very crazy because it's not the first time. But Has Chloe reacted? Well, apparently she has. You know, the Sydney girl is speaking out yet again and is saying to the Paps that, you know, lawyers have been contacted. Lawyers have now been involved. She can't really speak about it. That Chloe has contacted her or something like that. That, you know, she's trying to defend Chloe now, saying that Chloe's a nice person. Chloe's a good person. Like, I like her, etc., etc. And it's like, okay, you didn't like her before when you were blowing up a man on Front Street, but now suddenly you're besties with her. And I just feel like now that this is gaining traction, you want to kind of lick ass to the Kardashians because they seem to be powerful in the area that they are and very influential. And I just feel like if you want to come up with your chest, come up with your chest, drag Tristan, drag Chloe, and just do it the way you want to do it. Don't just drag form it half and then, you know, start licking ass. I just feel like that in itself is just insane. But this isn't the first time this has happened, guys. Multiple times this has happened. I don't feel like Chloe is going to say anything on a public format. The fact that they have their lawyers involved, the lawyers have been contacted to kind of sort with this on a private matter. Perhaps they're waiting to put this on a public format, but they want to go on a private way first, because she's normally very vocal with Jordan. This is the issue. She was very vocal with Jordan Woods. And, you know, putting out tweets and everything, used it for the show, used it for the ratings. She was extremely vocal. But now, when it comes to somebody else, she's very...
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Very quiet and on mute. And I find that to be very interesting because, you know, the way Chloe even collected this man, I believe he was dating somebody else, and that's how he collected her. Pretty sure that's the same scenario with even Malika, and I'm pretty sure that's even the same scenario with Larsa Pippen, where they all collect individuals who were seeing somebody else. And pretty sure the same scenario with Kim. Wasn't she you know, playing around with Kanye allegedly whilst Kanye was with Amber Rose? I'm just saying, this is how these girls get these guys, and this is how you are going to lose them. This is exactly how you are going to lose these guys. By the way, you got them because that's how they were acting beforehand, and you believe they're going to change for you because you're more influential, you have more of a public, you know, stage presence, followers and whatever, but apparently that doesn't really work. That formula doesn't do anything. And, you know, you've been cheated on yet again. And I feel like Chloe needs to just leave this man. I don't know why she doesn't see this value in herself. She was screaming in the early seasons of the Kardashians about, you know, et cetera, you know, you should leave this person that they're doing this and whatever, whatever. But here she is acting like a damn fool and, you know, known for controversy now, known for being embarrassed publicly. And I feel like it's absolutely shameful. Where is your self-worth, your morals, your values, your dignity as an individual? Where are they? Because I just don't understand. You've allowed this man to cheat on you multiple times. Okay, I don't say allowed because it was more so his issues, but you've kind of just not done anything about it. You've forgiven him for what? Because you want to have more children that are the same siblings for true? Why don't you just go with somebody else who values you? Because you'd feel far more beneficial than being with somebody who keeps cheating on you. And then you want to put him on Keeping Up with the Kardashians and you want to, you know, make him look all sweet with you, covered in makeup, being all nice with you, going on these kind of extracurricular activities as if you're back together again, him constantly, you know, bigging you up and your looks and everything and how cute you're looking. All of that is fake fake. Whilst that was all being filmed back, whatever it was, he was out here doing up everything, cheating on you because he doesn't like you like that. And of course, this is the PR move to make you two look like you're a strong couple again, as if he's changed, he's been fixed, and etc., etc., when all of that is just fake nonsense. All of that is just fake nonsense. Look at your sisters, fam. Look at Kanye. She left Kanye living her best life. Look at Kourtney in the arms of Travis Barker living her best damn life. Look at what your sisters are doing, and you're out here still begging a man who just isn't interested in you like that, keeps cheating on you, and it's just embarrassing you, and you're embarrassing yourself. Get up, leave a situation, it's hard to leave, and go find somebody else. I feel like saying this to her face if she was in front of me right now. This is just how I'm talking. But anyways, guys, I wanted to give you guys a quick roundup of this entire scenario. That's where we are right now. Tristan has yet to react to this. Chloe's been putting out these quotes again, doing overtime in the library, talking about being heartbroken and everything. And it's just like, come with your face front, not with these, quotes that just are half-hearted, and actually talk about it if you wish to talk about it. But both of them haven't properly said anything out of their mouths, especially Tristan, and I feel like they're going to try brush this under the carpet. But sorry, that's not how it's going to run, because with Jordan Woods, you all are blowing it up everywhere, left, right, and center. So I think the same should be done for this girl, if that's what you're going to be doing, if that's what you want to do. Especially with Larsa, with both of these recent girls, your mouths are very quiet. I don't know, man. All I know is that this Sydney Chase girl, living her best life, taking every penny that she's earning from this, from this, her face and is in papers everywhere, paparazzi are coming around her, she is becoming somehow an it girl because off the back of Tristan and Chloe's name. This is what is going on, and I find that to be within itself even hilarious, because it's a taste of their own medicine. It's a taste of their own medicine, guys. I wanted to just rant for like 10 minutes. I said this episode was gonna be 15 minutes. I wanted to make it a little bit shorter, because in hindsight, I just can't do a 20-minute episode talking about this crap. But I wanted to bring it to my podcast, because maybe you guys prefer it in this manner than just my videos. But let me know what your thoughts are. Let me know, guys. I'll probably try and play the video or something in the background of this if I can. But subscribe to the podcast. Hashtag I'm over it. It's everywhere. Use the hashtag I'm over it on Twitter, Acast apps, Apple, Spotify. You name it, baby. Subscribe to the damn podcast. I'm going to try to be more consistent. I'm going to try and make a video format with this. I'm going to try and get guests on this. I'm going to try buy and purchase more podcast equipment so that we can really prep for the new seasons of Love Island and really get into this podcast world properly. That's what I want to do this year. I'm going to try and really focus on this podcast and kind of re-energize it. And hopefully you guys are here for this too. Let me know what your thoughts are. Subscribe to the podcast, guys. Sorry if I'm screaming. And I'll catch you guys soon for another podcast episode.